Hello, this is Susan Smith Nash, and I'm going to be talking to you today about a possible class that can be used for deployed military and for military that either have 100% online access or they have intermittent access or a number of different configurations. This is dealing with a real life situation which makes things more interesting, more situated, as you might say, and it actually could lead to some interesting implementation and possible solutions in the real world. Specifically, I'm talking about piracy in the Straits of Malacca. And this is an interactive exercise that could be used for a creative problem-solving class for the military. So, imagine being issued a handheld computer, an MP3 player, a CD-ROM, and then being told that you will have to develop a plan to deal with the problem of piracy and attacks on ships in the Straits of Malacca. Probably the first thing you would do is say, where the heck is that? And go to the internet if you have access, or go someplace and try to find geographically where that is. You would find that it is a classic pinch point for shipping routes for tankers going from one place to another, going near Singapore. So, usually burying oil that has been produced near Malaysia and in Indonesia in that area. In this case, you will work with a team of 10 classmates, and they will be constantly traveling, and they will have only intermittent access to the internet. You will be expected to develop components of a plan that you can implement together with your teammates when you meet again, either face-to-face or through synchronous internet communication. This is a mission-centered or outcome-centered e-learning experience. You must, with your teammates, devise a plan to deal with piracy in the Straits of Malacca. Is that all? What next? Do you want me to raise Dolly the sheep from the dead? No. Anyway, you have a certain amount of equipment and you have a certain amount of funds available at your disposal. You also have a certain amount of political clout and some indirect methods you can use. We will leave those indirect methods to your imagination. While it is still possible to work as a team, even while separated, the mission must be further refined and broken into steps that can be implemented. After refining the mission and breaking it down into action steps, the area of action should be mapped out. This must be done after understanding the nature of the problem. So let's look at the nature of the problem. That's sort of an expanded definition. So let's just look at this and just put together a bullet point list with the idea that real teammates and real players, real advisors, will expand this and refine it. Ships are commandeered and their cargo sold on the black market. Cargo ships are attacked when they reach the pinch point through the Straits of Malacca. Crew members are often killed, but sometimes kidnapped. The crews that do the pirating are not the same people as the individuals who fund the activities. Economic pressures, political double dealing, poverty, and corruption make piracy very appealing. Sovereignty issues come into play when policing and monitoring activities are proposed. Who would monitor and police this? How is integrity assured? The logistics are challenging. GPS monitoring, identification of ships, cargo, monitoring of cargo, safety issues, all these things are complicating factors. Trafficking and poor reporting of cargo also complicate the issue. possible problem areas, human smuggling, illegal substances, contraband, falsified merchandise, pharmaceuticals, licensed brand knockoffs, counterfeit equipment and spare parts, etc. Okay, let's look at team roles and responsibilities. So your team has looked at the things they have to do and they're going, wow, I feel like Alexander the Great. No. And then they're saying, how on earth do I figure out how we coordinate and come up with a plan? We're not even going to be like together. We have the same amount of information given to us initially, but that's it. So here's what we do. We put together the roles of advisors. One, physical security advisor. Two, geopolitical affairs advisor. Three, natural resources advisor. Four, trade and trafficking advisor. And five, maritime navigation advisor. Each one of these advisors must come up with a plan which can follow a very prescribed approach. Their responses can be shaped around a template or guiding questions. And this will help people who feel blocked or helpless when they are not able to talk with the other advisors. And it also helps avoid the situation that someone comes in and they have like 100 pages and one person has one tiny list of bullet points. We want to avoid that. Okay. Because not everyone will have the same sort of information because they have different access, they have the same base information, but they won't have the same kind of access. Each person should collect things that they need for distribution in the following forms. So what I mean by that is that they have to think ahead to when the group finally gets together and think ahead, how on earth are we going to communicate? Will we be sending each other text files? Will we have audio files that we send to each other for uploading and downloading to portable players? Will people be able to read paper that they print out? Or they need to listen to things? How will they view graphics? Should we have maps or interactive charts, Java, little applets, and cute things like that? Or will that be too complicated? Do we need to have pictures of contraband and counterfeit stuff? Pictures of humans who are being trafficked? That's pretty sad. Anyway, I don't mean to make light of that. It's not really a nice thought to think of how people are manipulated by their dreams. Anyway, well, aren't we all, huh? So, let's move forward with that thought. Okay, let's look at what we are thinking of essentially as a distributed learning space. Again, this is a network-centric approach. By realizing that one is separated by time zones, access, and space from one's teammates, the team must come up with ways to communicate. Step one involves finding out the best way for everyone to communicate. And it may be that everyone is on the same sort of network and can communicate via, say, handheld, BlackBerry, Trio, T-Mobile, Sidekick, either through text messages, voice, or instant messaging. Or it may be that some of the team members will be out of range or due to security reasons will not have any interactive access. In that case, there must be a way for them to role play without frequent communication and to make the times when sending information is possible really count. Whatever the communication constraints, a solution to being in touch and accomplishing the goal must be devised. In this case, step two involves developing a procedure for distributing the information needed by team members at the appropriate time. Let's emphasize that, appropriate time. Some information will need to be made available on demand. The advisor's reports need to be shared in a way that works for everyone. So, some more thoughts. Distributed leadership. This is a network-centric approach to leadership, and in this case, the leaders are the advisors. Each advisor is, in essence, his or her own team member. There may be a point person, a coordinator, but there's no, like, queen of the pirates or the anti-piracy committee. And no king either, for that matter. I don't want to be, you know, gender-centric. Anyway, so, instruction to students. Please read the articles or listen to them and devise your own plan to deal with piracy in the Straits of Malacca. Keep in mind that the Straits of Malacca pose regional security, socioeconomic, political, and strategic problems. Pedagogical and implementation realities. The students will be working individually, but yet, as they do so, they will be envisioning how their piece of the puzzle fits with others. They will be taking full responsibility for their role as advisor, and they realize that they must do a good job when they meet with the other advisors so that they can work together to achieve the goal of creating a plan. Some advisors will find that the information provided to all is sufficient. Others will not. Thus, they need to be able to get the information on an as-needed basis. Because not everyone will have the luxury of a lot of storage space or access to the internet, it is useful to have all the readings and information on the web and easy-to-download files. An audio version should also be available, ideally as an MP3 in an audio file. Later, the advisor can listen through a handheld computer or through an iPod portable player. Graphics and other learning objects should be optimized for display in many different players and delivery modes. Here is a list of initial readings for the advisors. Maritime terrorists lurk in Southeast Asia. 2. The Straits of Malacca and the waters off Indonesia are becoming hotspots for pirates. 3. Navy looking for sailors abducted in the Straits of Malacca. 4. Malacca Straits remains one of the most dangerous shipping lanes in the world. 5. Straits of Malacca, security implications and interactive map. Okay, finally, there is the advisor's strategy meeting. The final step in the course is to plan an advisor's strategy meeting. This is when the final plan is developed. This is, in essence, a final project. However, with the extreme situatedness of the assignment, it is possible that some of the plan could be further studied by interested parties and then actually implemented. I have a lot of ideas about how to actually do some of the specifics on this plan. I didn't include them in this lesson plan because I thought it would be kind of cheating and helping, but I just think that it would be so easy to implement some of the various strategies, especially utilizing some of the technology that's out there, and it wouldn't really be very costly. I think that the big issue would be essentially getting some kind of accord through all the involved countries. And again, that's where you have the political sovereignty, socioeconomic issues that come into play. And even though technologically some things are possible, politically other things are not. So I think perhaps the most difficult advisor, or the role that would be most difficult for this advisor, would be that of the, not physical security, but the geopolitical one. Yeah, there. Who knows what you might get if you scratch the surface of that little enterprise? But it's pretty interesting. And in the case of this, I forgot to mention there probably should be a humanities advisor too, an advisor for the film rights, the spy novel, the action novel, the action adventure novel, because this has that written all over it, even the conspiracy theory type of novel anyway, I'm not sure that I would be the one to write it, but it would be fun to be the advisor for it. Okay, so this is Susan Smith Nash. This is an e-learning incident. I hope you've enjoyed it. I hope that you'll tune in again. I will talk to you soon. Please send me an email.